Hi everybody, Carter here. I just wanted to drop in before the episode starts and say that this is the second part of our backpack series. It's also the final part of our backpack series. So if you haven't listened to part one, it's not necessary that you listen to it, but I do recommend that you go back and listen to it because we may call back two parts of that episode during this one. So it might, you know, let you in on a few jokes. But without further ado, I'll let you get into it.
Caitlin, what's in your purse?
Let's see. So I took notes on this and I just started with writing down the sentence, I'm a gremlin. So that's productive. I have several bags and purses and stuff like that. And they're all on what used to be a coat rack on the underside of a door. Or on the side of a door, not the underside of the door. What would that even be? Like against the floor? And most of them just have trash in them because of the aforementioned gremlin. However, my trusty backpack comes with me everywhere because I've totally adjusted well to being an adult and not a student anymore. I should use a purse. I use a backpack. Anyway, thing number one is a day planner. I have had a love affair with planners for my entire life, starting in elementary school. So not my entire life. I'm a liar. And so I think that my experiences were universal and normally they weren't. But for this one specifically, I loved day planners because we all just used them to collect and trade stickers because apparently we were all weeaboos and I didn't know. Anyway, so and then in middle and high school, I remember teachers would be like, no, actually use it for shit. And I was like, okay, fine, I'll write things down. Also because my memory is very bad. So I eventually figured out a system that works for me. I only buy a very specific type of day planner. They have to have a 2-page spread for the whole month, and then each week has to also have a 2-page spread so that I can see the whole month at a glance, and then I can flip a page and I can see days broken down in more detail. In high school, I got a couple more habits about it. To-do list items have to have a box written off to the side about them, or I forget that they're to-dos. I think they're just, you know, the scribblings of a madman. And I have to use multiple different colors, or I'm just going to be like, yep, it's all gray, goodbye. I don't always use this. I was pretty bad about using it in college, honestly, but then I was slightly better in grad school. I was really good about it in high school. And I've tried to get back into it now with work and with, you know, daily to-dos and both in terms of work and, like, making sure I have clean laundry. And it actually does help when I remember to do it. Several different colors of pen. I don't have a specific pen brand that I'm loyal to, but I do frequently steal office supplies from work. So
goddamn millennials killing the pen industry with their promiscuous pen buying.
Promiscuous, that is how I would describe my use of office supplies at work.
Caitlin, oh
I actually,
my.
I just, oh my god, I walked into our closet, I took a ream of paper, I walked back to my office, I put it in my backpack, I went home, and then I had some paper from my printer.
Maybe this isn't the place to be, like, admitting that.
Yeah, you know this is a public place, right? Like,
we're going to be airing this on the internet where people can hear it. You want to confess to any other crimes? Food crimes,
and
maybe?
Carter, I rock. And my bosses are definitely going to
We've already done the
to
food
this.
Crimes. Has there been anybody that you've lost track of, Caitlin, conveniently?
I think I have another food crime to confess on air. I like eating waffles that are still frozen.
I'm going to kill you.
No, you're not.
Why? Like, no.
They're crunchy, and it's kind of like ice cream, but it's waffle.
I like to swallow
sand. Have
you
ever had ice cream before? Like, I'm seriously, have you actually had ice cream? Because
yes.
It is nothing like a frozen waffle.
Have you just eaten a frozen waffle that's still frozen? It's
very
vanilla.
So there's ice cream that is waffle and pancake flavored.
Nah, that sounds terrible.
So Says the person who eats frozen waffles.
Because they're like ice cream. Like, that's good. Why you do it.
They're vanilla.
Whatever, just fucking move on. Fucking
it's a
move
texture
on.
Experience.
I can't with you right now.
All right, this is about your bag. We will deal with, like, the weird food shit later.
I will defend waffles.
We'll put you on trial later, okay? This is not trial time. Although we'll have another episode. Ding. Now mark that one down.
Ding. Here's some... I leveled up in Warcraft. Ding.
I'm not in cooking.
Well,
definitely
not
in your
cooking
skill.
I also keep wallet phone keys. I don't keep my phone in my bag all the time. That would be weird. That would be a very non-functional phone. But, you know, whenever I'm leaving the house, I check for those things in that order. I think I picked that up from Carter, honestly. Yes. In high school, I started using Vera Bradley wristlets as my wallets exclusively because that was the cool thing to do. But my mom got really into it because she really likes the patterns. So every couple of years, she just gets me a new one because, you know, they're cloth. So they show wear and tear, like, pretty quickly. And if you're me, maybe you pour soy sauce on your one that's only a year old.
Yeah, you
and
fucking do.
You have to get it. Don't say it like that. Anyway.
You like it, don't you? Soy sauce bag.
Yeah, don't. I don't like this energy you're bringing. I didn't do it sexually. I'm just clumsy. But they're cute. They're fashionable. They don't go with my ideal goth business aesthetic, but they're cute. And they remind me of my mom, and I like thinking about my mom. The next two things are probably the most interesting things that I just carry around constantly, and that is two things to help me not be anxious. So I have these Greek worry beads because when I was a kid, I was obsessed with basically anything you could... I guess I was into fidget spinners before there were fidget spinners. Just anything you could hold in your hand and manipulate around and fidget with, like, I wanted that. I had so many toys themed around specifically that. Do you guys remember those balls that you can, like, yo-yo with, but weirdly badly, you know, three balls on a string?
Oh, I love Astro Jacks.
Astro Jacks, that's it.
You remember those things that just hurt all the time? Carter had them. Carter had them in our apartment.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he did.
And hurt people.
Many
with
injuries
them,
were had.
Yeah. Just hit yourself very badly. anyway, so my aunt went on her honeymoon to Greece in the midst of their economic crisis. And we were like, Tiff, what's up? And she was like, shit's cheap. We'll just stay away from the dangerous areas. So anyway, my souvenir was Greek worry beads. They look like, I wrote down those Catholic beads, and then Carter was like, it's a rosary, you idiot. So they look like they're a rosary. Like, at first it looks like I just have a very small rosary, but no, they're legitimately just for, like, holding in your hand and fidgeting with. And yeah, they're cool. They're pretty. They're a link to my family. They're slightly sentimental, and, I can use them to fidget. And then I also have a purple worry stone from this hippie shop that I went to with one of my oldest friends because during a winter break from college, because she was unironically getting super into crystals. And I was like, yeah, all right, I'll go down this rabbit hole of crazy with you. And I picked it up because I'm an amethyst bitch, I don't know, and it was vaguely amethyst. But it's just a little stone, it has a divot, it's good for sliding your thumb across. This is a DBT technique, which is a type of therapy. We'll talk about therapy later, whatever. But yeah, it just, like, in a moment when you're freaking out, you can just kind of, like, hold it and be like, okay, stone, cold, you know, rough, right here. Slide smooth, like, you can focus on those things, like, it's a way to recenter and be mindful. Anyway, so on a less sincere note, I also have the entire contents of a CVS. I have not one but two sticks of deodorant, an anti-chafing stick because my thighs touch, because whatever, two individual, like, single packs of Dayquil, three distinct types of lip balms, Tylenol and ibuprofen, because they serve different purposes, Flonase, aerosol dry shampoo, Claritin, two hair ties, one headband, an eyebrow pencil, and makeup remover wipes. If you want a recommendation, they are Simple Brand, and they are the micellar wipes for sensitive skin. They work very well, and they don't hurt my face. Oh, and they don't leave a greasy film. That's the other big concern. I also have holdovers from when I was a kid, and I just constantly thought I was going to get kidnapped because my mom was a bit of a helicopter parent. I love you, Mom.
Wait, holdovers?
Yeah, I established these weird habits because I was like, oh god, what if I get snatched? And now I know, like, I'm a 24-year-old, you know, I'm not going to get snatched or whatever.
Okay. I wasn't sure exactly what the object was, but okay.
Yeah. So I have some money. It's normally a 20 hidden in one of the very small pockets of my backpack. And just like weird, vaguely survivalist shit gets thrown in there and then just never taken out, like a pocket knife. I throw a protein bar in there most days. I throw my Nalgene in there. A bandana has made its way into there for, I don't know, something. I'm going to focus on the Nalgene a little bit more because I have the same Nalgene that Carter does with the same stickers, and I also like it very much, but my history with Nalgenes goes back deeper. I did crew, as in rowing, in high school, and we had secret Santas, but they were actually called, like, water bottle buddies. Like, it was water bottle themed. And if you got somebody anything other than a wide mouth Nalgene that was full of candy, you were, like, the biggest asshole. So I got used to having a rotation of Nalgenes. And, you know, we would put stickers on them and electrical tape and everything, because of course we would. The one that Carter mentioned earlier is still in my rotation. The ones from high school have gotten lost in various moves, and I'm upset about that because some of them had, like, super cool rowing stickers on them, and I don't row anymore, so I don't have a way to reacquire those stickers. And my alternate from college, which was just green with a little bit of electric tape, you know, keep it subtle, keep it classy, started leaking because the, like, threads were misaligned, so I threw it away, and I got this Grand Canyon themed one from REI, which is cute, but it has a pattern on it already, so I can't put stickers on it, and I have some stickers, so I guess I have to go buy another one. I also have two sets of headphones and backup chargers because I just had headphones and they were broken once. Once headphones broke when I was on a plane, I think, with Carter. Ooh, and he watched me, rough. Like, nearly die. A notebook for journaling. I don't have, like, a strict code. I'm not, like, a bullet journaler, or I don't have to have, you know, a specific binding or whatever. Right now it's from a 3-pack that I got from IKEA, and it's just, you know,
did it you just have to build a notebook?
Random notes. Oh, IKEA. No, it just was, like, I don't know. It had some Swedish name, and I was like, well, these are all pink, so yeah, sounds good. And yeah, it's just, you know, for my thoughts. Like, if I have a to-do that I'm worried about forgetting, or if something's bothering me, and I'm like, well, I can think about this later, but right now I need to focus. You know, I'll write it down, and I'll shelve the issue, and I'll get back to it later. And then the final thing that's always in my backpack, and we're ending on a sincere note, is whatever my homework is from therapy that week. This week, that means a binder with a couple of worksheets, a daily record of dysfunctional thoughts, an anti-procrastination worksheet, and prospective retrospective day planning. I somewhat recently found a new therapist who works a lot better with me, and one of the first things we established was me, like, demanding that she gives me homework. And I mean, I don't always do it, like, I'm not a model patient, but constantly carrying it around with me makes it much more likely that I'll actually do it. We're mostly working with CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, but pulling a few techniques from DBT, which I mentioned earlier with The Rock, dialectic behavioral therapy. I probably pronounced that wrong. Oh, I did it? Okay, cool.
No, that's right.
And yeah, I think different therapy types are also fascinating, but we can talk about, like, hey, Caitlin, how do you have an anti-procrastination worksheet? What does that mean? Later, if you guys want.
Yeah, we'll hit that bad boy in another episode. That sounds like a good one.
I'm setting up a pitch.
We ready for the final countdown? The final Scott?
Are you ready for the greatest backpack unveiling that will ever happen on this podcast?
It's actually an empty backpack. This entire episode, Scott's not been here because he was out buying a backpack.
Yeah, I've actually just been doing this from my phone, and I'm like, shit, I should have had a bag.
Yeah. He's just blindly throwing things into, like, a garbage bag.
There's some, there's a fucking can of corn in here.
All right. Can I get started yet?
Yeah, Scott, what's in your backpack?
Hi, welcome to Brought to the Table. I'm pretty sure we're going to edit out the last hour that we've been recording because it was all garbage. Today, it's just me alone. There's no other audio happening right now. I was told I was supposed to prepare for this, but unfortunately, I decided not to. So, my bag is a regular backpack. I've had it since I started working at the place I work now. Because I got it when I started working there. It's not very exciting. I don't put a lot of things in my bag. I don't know why you guys have me on this podcast. It's kind of one of those multi-level backpacks. The main back pocket just holds my 15-inch MacBook Pro. And that's basically it. Normally it would be in there, but I'm on call now. And I had to take my laptop out, which is unfortunate. So now my laptop's on my bed. Also in that pocket is this really annoying form that I threw in there like months ago. That basically proves that I have health insurance, because that's required in Massachusetts for your taxes. So that was actually a long time ago, now that I think about it. And it's all folded up and crushed now, because I got the one piece of information I needed from it, which was one number. And it's going to go back in my backpack now, because I'm a slob.
Hey, real quick, make sure that you're not moving stuff around. I can hear you, like, shuffling your backpack and stuff.
It's a Foley work.
That's for effect.
That's for effect? Okay, cool. Just making sure we're on the same page about what we can
hear. He's just doing sound work, that's all.
Yes. So it's for effect that I'm opening my backpack now, because I'm totally unprepared for this.
Zip, zip.
So we're going to... That was basically the entire back big pocket that holds most of the volume of my backpack. We're going into the middle one now.
I love the live feed.
We're spelunking.
I'm going to take out... I have a very light hoodie, because it's actually hot in Boston now.
What does that mean? What does hot mean?
It gets up to like 80 and I don't like it.
Aww.
So I've got my hoodie in there because it gets cold in my office because we have AC, but I'm usually sweating by the time I get in, so I gotta wear t-shirts. It's a pretty light hoodie though. It's basically just enough to keep the AC from blowing on you, but I could still wear it out if it was like 70s if I really wanted to. So I threw that out there. I've actually got a really very, very big adaptation I've made to Boston. I've got a pair of wool socks at all times in my backpack.
Hmm.
This serves two purposes. Sometimes your feet are just cold and you need wool socks. But the bigger adaptation is I don't believe in umbrellas. So I walk to work every day. Sometimes it rains. Actually, a lot of times it rains. And it's usually fine because I don't have to walk 10 minutes. But sometimes I underestimate that and it's actually like flooding outside. And then I get to work and my feet are wet. So I have a pair of wool socks in my backpack to solve this problem.
So why don't you believe in umbrellas?
I was going to say they exist,
because
Scott.
I don't walk far enough for like umbrellas to like an umbrella to matter if it's drizzling, and if it's raining hard enough that I want an umbrella, it's also windy enough to make umbrellas useless. So I have a raincoat.
Because Scott doesn't have a problem with getting wet.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with like getting rained on for 5 minutes. So I have a raincoat, and that's fine. But if it's like flooding outside, which has happened like probably 5 times this year so far. Then, like, everything is soaking wet, and it's just miserable. So on that line, I also have a clean shirt in my backpack, which is also if I, like, run around and get sweaty. So I have a clean shirt in there, as I'm sure some people kind of do in, like, a gym bag. But I don't believe in going to the gym, so I don't have a gym bag.
Respect. Respect.
Another adaptation that I have to Boston is I have a pair of gloves. They're not actually good gloves. I have really good gloves in my closet, like, if it's going to be actually snowing. This is more if I need to call somebody when it's cold outside. That's all I've really used them for. Same line. I have a very, very nice hat because my main winter coat doesn't have like a hood, and so I had to adapt to bringing hats. My hat looks ridiculous, but it's really, really warm, and don't judge me. So I've already pulled out all my clothing. Basically, that entire pocket was clothing now that I realize it. I've got like almost a change of clothes in here.
Yeah.
You're missing everything important, but yeah.
I'm pulling out another charger, and this is a USB-C charger, and I'm pretty sure it's for my Switch, and I don't know why this is in my work backpack.
Does it say Nintendo on it?
Because you're clearly doing important work with your Switch.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have any USB-C devices. Oh, it says for N Switch on it. Yeah, it's like a third-party one, though.
This is wonderful.
So, yeah, that's a charger that I didn't know was in there. I'm really glad I found it. So, cool. Glad we did this podcast.
This is good.
There's the other glove that I didn't find earlier.
All right.
At the bottom of my backpack, I have not one, but not two, actually, two and a half Mac chargers.
Two and a half?
Only like the, just the like wall plug and not the actual important part of one. And then I have two other Mac chargers because I went to visit another office and I was in a hotel. So my charger's in the hotel and then I went to work and forgot my charger because I have to use this stupid MacBook because we don't have desktops at work. We have laptops. I was very upset with this. Anyways, total side point there. So I had to get a charger at work. But then when I came back with my work backpack, I also had my hotel. Two chargers. I don't know where the other cable is from. That's been in there for a while, and I should take it out now.
They've reproduced.
I have, apparently, a receipt for a burrito that's in here.
Where's it from?
Per usual.
Is it good? Is it like Chipotle, or is it like a local chain? Or not?
It's a place that's like very, very close to my apartment.
Oh, okay, all right.
They're better than Chipotle.
Gold.
I've got like a tiny, tiny little pocket in here. Oh, there's a guitar pick in here. Okay.
I mean, how Scott's literally discovering what's in his bag as well, like along with us.
So yeah, I mean, there's probably another one in. All right, so I'm going to the front pocket, which has assorted bullshit in it, probably.
This podcast, like this episode right here, has like the most immersion level of any episode we've ever had. Like, I feel like I'm really there with Scott right now, looking
like
through
I'm
his
in
bag.
Scott's backpack.
I feel like he's gonna open another pocket, and I'm gonna be in there. Like,
oh, I've actually been really looking for this.
Is it me?
I have.
Is it
I have
you're
a
looking
it's
for?
It's not Carter. Why would I be looking for that?
Oh.
I have a check that I've like crossed stuff out, but it has my LastPass master password on it. So good to know that that's been in my backpack the whole time.
Wait, so you wrote a password on a check? That feels like double bad to lose.
I don't use LastPass anymore. I don't have paper because unlike you guys, I don't write anything down. So you'll notice I had no notebooks, no paper, no pens in this backpack because I don't write things down because I'm terrible and very disorganized.
Yes.
So apparently the only thing I had at the time, oh, there's a checkbook in here?
You know, for you to take notes on.
You concern me.
God. It's okay. That one doesn't matter. That one doesn't matter. I don't think it's live. I do have a pen in here. I don't know
guys,
if
it
works
anymore.
Guys, if
we ever need, like, the Ark of the Covenant or the Holy Grail, you know, the remaining bodies of the Easter
Island
statues.
I've got another
receipt
in here for,
they're in Scott's bag.
For a rock climbing place that I went to.
Scott, babe, you're killing me.
I've got another one of those pens. Where did I get these pens from?
This is hands down the best segment that we've had, like, in this entire recording.
My backpack has those, like, clippy straps, and I apparently hated them, so all the clippy straps are also in that pocket. I've got a fidget cube in here, too, for all your daily fidgeting needs.
Please don't click like that.
Okay, so that's, like, all the pockets. I've also got, like, Carter has all these Nalgenes. Nalgenes are dumb. I have a metal water bottle.
Damn!
I have one Nalgene.
Because, like, I can put cold water in there, and it stays cold at my desk all day, and, because I have a desktop, you sit at your desk all day, so drinking water is important.
My dude, that's called a thermos.
I mean,
thermos is a brand.
Sure. It's an insulated water bottle. Because I only put water in it, and it's got like a little sippy thing that I hate. I have two of these. I had one, but then I realized I was bringing one to work all day, like every day, and that was annoying, so I just left one on my desk, and I have one at home too. Because cups are weak.
Fair.
Sure.
So, fair. Since everybody else had, like, an emotional background segment, I'm going to go into why I don't have notebooks. And that's because I suck at writing, and every time I write something down, I forget where I wrote it down, and it becomes useless. So I stopped doing that, and that's why I don't have notebooks.
Can't get over where did these pens come from?
I don't know.
Which fucking pens are these?
Literally, I had to mail something, and the biggest concern was I didn't have a pen to write on the envelope.
Oh, man.
I am not very functional as an adult for things that are not computer related.
Yeah, we know.
I mean, Scott, I think everybody knows that about all of us here on this podcast. Yeah. Like,
what normally would have been in my back pocket as well is I have a pair of noise canceling headphones because I work in an open office and sometimes you need them, but I had to take them out to do this stupid podcast. So that's what's on my face right now.
You should put them on your ears.
Oh, hold on.
Okay.
Can you guys talk?
Yeah, hello? Can you hear us now?
Oh my god!
So much better, right?
No.
Because he can still hear us.
All right, you done?
I can hear so much.
You got...
I was done before I started
this
podcast.
Yeah, I know you were.
Okay.
Awesome prep work, Scott.
Okay, so this has been brought to the table. I think we did a very good job, I'll be honest. No jokes.
Yeah. We all dumped our bags on the
table. We all dumped our bags on the table, and now all our stuff's gotten mixed together. Oh,
wait,
no.
Carter, is that your pen or is that my pen?
So that was the episode. Thank you for listening. We did a good job, we're going to say.
We did a good job.
You can find us on Facebook and Tumblr at Brought to the Table. That's just our URLs there. You can find us on Twitter at To the Table Pod. You can email us. Please email us what's in your backpack, and please don't just send us an email that just says garbage. But you can email us.
Yeah, don't be my segment.
If there's garbage in your backpack, you should probably get a different one.
You can email us at broughttothetable@gmail.com. Super straightforward. You can visit us at our website, broughttothetable.com. You can please leave us a review on whatever you are listening to us on, unless they don't have review stuff. iTunes, like that's the most important thing to us, like word of mouth advertisement, you guys telling your friends, and also you guys leaving reviews and you know, getting the word out there. It's super important. Please, we want people to hear our voices, because I'm tired of hearing our voices. I want other people to do it.
Make other people suffer, just like
that's not
have.
How voices work.
Shh. Tell them.
People don't take the sound away from you.
Subscribe, make sure you never miss an episode, whatever service you're listening on, there's probably a subscribe button there. Thanks for coming to our table now that we've got all this fucking garbage on it. We'll catch you next time on, I don't have a good joke, on Mythbusters.
We're all
goodbye.
Out of the backpack.
I refuse to clean up this
bye.
Time.
Bye, everybody.
I'm leaving, but I'm not saying bye.
Hawaiian pizza.
Hawaiian pizza.
Hawaiian pizza.
If you guys want to send in a great gift to the podcast, Uno cards and jelly beans to Carter's place.
No! Don't do that! No!
Carter
don't!
Loves
don't
the
do
bean
that!
Boozled jelly beans, and you should send them to him.
Yep,
no,
definitely.
No, I can't.
Carter, would you refuse a gift?
My mom says I have
listeners?
To go home right now. My mom says I have to go home right now. Sorry.